The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
We can ask a question that the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus, is the Sheirush, the source of our Emunah and Mitzvahs. And this is spelled out in the first command of the Ten Commandments. Anechi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. The first command where HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to all of Israel, Anochi, I am the Lord your God. There he stated, Asher Otzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim, who has taken you out from the land of Egypt and from the house of slavery. And this is Mavor Bekama Duchte. This is explained explained and expounded in many cases in the Torah. And we are obligated to publicize this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken us out of Egypt with all of our strength. As we say in the Haggadah on Pesach night, Afilu kulanu chachomim, kulanu nevenim, kulanu zekenim, kulanu yedim es haTorah. Even if we all are wise and we know this, and we all are people of understanding, we are old and experienced and mature, and we know the Torah. Nevertheless, mitzvah aleinu lesape b'yitzis Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah for us to tell over the going out of Egypt. And whoever expounds and tells over the story with more detail and more particulars, he is praiseworthy. And then in the Haggadah is brought immediately afterwards, Maaseh b'Reb Lezer, b'Reb Yeshua, b'Reb Lozer ben Azai, b'Reb Akiva, b'Reb Tarfon. There were five great sages, sages of the Mishnah. Shoyim Asubin b'Nei Brak. And they were having the Pesach Seder in B'Nei Brak in Eretz Yisrael during the time of the Mishnah. V'Yim Esaprim b'Yisit Mitzrayim kol Osa Alaylo. And they were fulfilling this mitzvah and with so much zeal, and they became so absorbed in it that they didn't realize that the entire night had passed. Atshavol talmidehem, until the disciples came and had to remind them, Yomrelhem rabbeinu gizman krishma shoshachris. It's morning. It's time to say the krishma. It's time to daven. This is on Pesach night. But the truth of the matter is, this is a mitzvah every day of the year. Not necessarily to go into so much detail, but to remember and to make mention with a dibur, with speech, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken us out of Egypt. And that's what the Haggadah writes immediately afterwards. Omer Reb Lozer ben Azariah, Hari ani kiven shivim shona, I am like 70 years old, I know that there's a mitzvah every day. One must make mention of the going out of Egypt. But I do not know if there's a mitzvah also at night. Until Ben Zayma came and he said, since it says that you shall remember the days of the going out of Egypt all the days of your life, does not merely say that days of your life, but all, this comes to tell me, not only every day, but every night. One has to talk about, make mention of the going out of Egypt. And this we do when we say the Krishma shall Shachris and the Krishma shall Arvis, because in the third paragraph it speaks about Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Otzei Sichcha Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. I am the Lord your God that has taken you out of Egypt. And then the Chachomim come along. This is actually quoted from a Gemara Masechta Brachos. The Chachomim come along and say, no, the days of your life, that refers to every day in this world. Kol Yemei Chayecha Lo Havi L'Meis HaMashiach, even after the Melech HaMashiach comes, and we will all be returned to Eretz Yisrael, and there'll be shalom and perfection in the world, there'll still be a mitzvah every day, without exception, weekday, Shabbos, Yom Tov, to speak about the going out of Egypt. Now, the obvious question is why? Why is it so important? There are a number of reasons, but we will try to cite one of the reasons this evening. Another question. In the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we have where the Haggadah quotes from the Torah and Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayom el Avram yodoa teida ki ger yezeacho be'eretz lo lehem. Hashem said to Avraham, you shall surely know that your seed shall be strangers in a land which is not theirs. Ba'avodum be'inuosam arba me'ashono. And they will be enslaved and afflicted there for 400 years. Begam, and also, as Agoya Asher Yavodu, Don Anechi, that the nation that will do this to them, I will judge. In other words, I will judge them, I will bring punishment to them. Achrechein Yetzu Berchush Godol. And afterwards, only after I judge them, then you will go out with great wealth. Now this is appropriate because this is where Hashem came to Abraham and revealed to him that it will be a Shibun Mitzrayim, that Abraham's children will be enslaved in Eretz Mitzrayim. The Bal Haggadah, and the Haggadah though, it is prefaced by these words, Baruch Shemer Haftochos El Yisrael Baruch Hu. Blessed is he who has guarded and fulfilled his promise to Yisrael. Blessed is he. And this is also very appropriate because we see that this promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, both the prophecy and the promise, was totally fulfilled. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged that nation, he totally destroyed them, and he brought Klal Yisrael out Berchush Godol with a great wealth. But what is not understood is immediately following this. It states, "V'hish omdu laviseinu velonu." This is what protected our fathers and us. Shleachot bilvad omad aleinu lechaleseinu. There was not only one that stood up against our nation to destroy us. Ela shebachol dor vedor emdim aleinu lechaleseinu. But in every generation, they stand up against us to destroy us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyodam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and saves us from their hands. Now, what is this doing here? We're speaking about the Shibud Mitzrayim, enslavement in Egypt, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Parai and his people. And as we will see, as we find later in the Haggadah, he brought also Sumayfsim, great judgments and great wonders upon them, the 10 plagues, the splitting of the sea. But what does it have to do with every generation, we find nations stand up against us, and HaKadosh, and they want to destroy us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and saves us from them. Well, this seems to be somewhat out of place. And the next paragraph also, because immediately, incidentally, when we say this, our custom is we take the cup of wine. This is during the second cup, and we lift the cup. Many stand for it, but at least we lift the cup. Why? The next paragraph is also very strange. Se ulamad mabikesh lovan harami lases liyakov avinu. Go and see what Lovan, who was from Aram Naraim, wanted to do to our father Yaakov. Shepare legoza ela lazchorim, but Lovan bikesh lakor esakol. Parai only decreed against the males. Lovan wanted to destroy Yaakov totally. The Chazal learned that that story about Lovan, he was not as innocent as he seemed, and he really wanted to destroy Yaakov Avinu totally. But what's this here for? We're talking about Egypt. We're talking about Parai. We're not talking about Lovan. So this is another question. In Parshas Lech Lecha, which is the source, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham, and he told him this, Yodea Teda, you shall surely know that your children will be enslaved and afflicted for 400 years, and then I will judge them. The Torah tells us that immediately prior to this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a great tadema, a great sleep over Abraham. This is in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Tes Vov. Prosecute base. Vayhi Hashemesh Lavo, the sun set, v'sadema nofla al Avraham. And a great sleep fell on Avraham. V'hine eima chasheicha gedola nofeles olav. And not only that, but a great fear and great darkness fell on him. And then, by Yom El Avram Yudea Teda, you shall surely know what will happen to your seed. The Medrash, in the Medrash Rabbah, on this Pasuk, the Medrash is Parshas Lech Lecha, Parshas Mem Dalet, Oschof. The Medrash brings B'yeshem Achlifim. There's a few droshos, but in the middle of that, Yesh Achlifim, some learn like this. Four phrases are stated here. Eima, Chasheicha, Gedola, Nofeles. Nefeles alov, it fell upon Abraham, zu Babel. This refers to the empire of Babel. Gedola, it was great, zu Modai. This is the empire of Achashverosh. Chasheicha, darkness, zu Yavon. This is the Greek empire. Brings reasons why each one is referred to. Ema, a great fear, zu Edom. This is Edom, which was the empire of Esav, the Roman Empire. As it states, va'oru chayes riviyo dechila ve'emos utkifu yisera. And Daniel saw when he saw the fourth monster come out of the sea, which represented Esau and Edom, he saw it was Amor. It was totally ferocious and fearful. So when Avraham fell to sleep, he saw four great struggles that his children would be faced with. Ema, Hashecha, Gedola, Nefeles. A great darkness, a great fear, extensively, and it fell on him. This refers to the four great empires that would stand up against the seed in the generations to come. This tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to reveal to Abraham not merely the Shibud Mitzrayim, the enslavement of Egypt, but all of the turmoil and tribulations that his seed will go through. Then, when it states, V'gam es ha-goy, ashe yavodu don anechi, he says, your children will be enslaved in a land which is not theirs for 400 years. This is referring to Egypt. And also the nation which shall enslave them, I shall judge and punish. The Midrash asks, what does it mean, Vigam, and also? Should say, Gam, also the nation. What's and also? Medrash says, this is in Chof Beis, Gam hu Mitzrayim, v'gam l'rabes arba malchies. Not only will I judge Egypt and destroy them, but all of the four empires I will judge and I will destroy, because they tried to destroy you. What was revealed here to Abraham, that there will be many, many nations that will stand up against your seed, and they will try to destroy your nation. But in the end, your seed will not be destroyed, and they will be destroyed. And why was this being revealed to Abraham? Because Abraham, firstly, he was the Reis Uma. He was the head of the nation. But Abraham was more than that. Not only was he the Reis of the Uma, the head of the nation, he was the Reish HaKol. Avraham was the beginning of the world. Chazal tell us, and they bring Ramazim, and bring implications from the Psukim in the Torah, that the first 20 generations that lived in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no satisfaction from, and he wanted to return the world to nothingness. It was only Avraham that stood up and stood against an entire world. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Abraham. He was the Reishis, the Evan Pino. He was the foundation stone that everything was built on. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you will have a seed, and that all of the nations of the world will be blessed through. The world will have existence because of you. Otherwise, we can imagine what kind of world it would be without Israel. We can see what kind of world it is even with Israel. And all of the world will be blessed through your seed. And your seed will eventually bring the world to its perfection. And that will be with the ultimate coming of the Mashiach, b'mehirah b'yameinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed this to Abraham in this dream. And he said, nations will come and go. They will stand up, mighty, mighty nations, and try to destroy your seed. They will enslave them. They will inflict them. They will injure them. But every nation that will do so will turn to dust and ashes, and your seed will remain forever. Your seed will be indestructible. This is what was revealed to Abraham at that time. And this is why, when it states, by he or let there be light in the world, because Baruch Hu created the sun, the Medrash says, Zu Avraham, the physical light was the sun. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was referring to a spiritual light that would only come into the world 20 generations later. But from him would come light to a dark world and lighten up the whole world. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham in Lech Lecha, when he told him to leave his land and go to Eretz Yisrael. Ba'avorcha b'varachecha u'mekalelcha o'or ve'escha l'gay godol. I will make you into a great nation. Ba'avarechecha v'agadlo shemecha. I will bless and make your name great. Ve'yei bracha, you shall be a bracha. And I will bless all those who bless you, and I will curse all of those who curse you. V'nivruchu v'cho kol mishmecha Yisrael adoma. And all of the families of the earth will be blessed through you. And again, this promise was reiterated to Abraham at the end of Parshas Vayera, after the Akedus Yitzchok, when Abraham offered Yitzchok as a sacrifice. Because you have done this thing, and you have not withheld from me your son, your only son, I will bless all of those that bless you, and I will increase your seed like the stars of the heaven, and like all of the sand which is on the shores of the sea, and your seed shall inherit the gates of their enemies. And through your seed, all of the nations of the world will become blessed. Because you have listened to my voice. Now, we can understand what the Haggadah is trying to tell us. Firstly, it brings in this parasha from Lech Lecha, Ger Yezaacha, the prophecy that your children will be enslaved in Egypt, and they will be afflicted, and so forth. V'gam es ha'goy asher yavodu don anechi, and the nations of the world, and the nation that shall do this, I shall judge. And what the Medrash tells us, that this was a prophecy and a promise not only for Egypt, but for every empire and nation that will stand up against Klal Yisrael, I shall judge and I shall punish, and there'll be nothing left of them. And then, and you will go out with great wealth. Then immediately after, we say, V'hi sha'om de la v'sein v'lono. He who has stood up, this promise has stood up for our fathers and for us. Shleachot bilvad omad oleinu l'chaleseinu. Not only one has stood up against us to destroy us. Elisha b'chol dor v'dor, in every generation and generation, omdim oleinu l'chaleseinu, they stand up against us to destroy us. V'akorish baruch hu matzileinu miyodom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from their hands. And the Maral writes, this is why we start with Lavan immediately afterwards. Say Lamad Ba Bikesh Lavan Arami Lasish Liyakov Avinu. Go and see what Lavan tried to do to Yaakov, which was a long time before we went down to Egypt. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing Avraham what will happen to his seed. And that was even before we went down to Egypt. That was with Yaakov. Yaakov stood up, Lavan stood up to destroy Yaakov. What happened? Yaakov survived. He left with great wealth. Lavan vanished. There's nothing left of him. We could ask a question, and it's probably Lavan was the first one to stand up against the seed of Avraham. We could ask the question, who decided to destroy him? We could ask the question, what about Esav? Esav was before Lavan. And that is two answers. One answer is actually Esav didn't stand up against Yaakov before Lavan did. It states Esav hated Yaakov because he stole his brachas, and he had plans that when his father would die, he would take revenge. And that's why Rivka, Yaakov's mother, told him to run away. So Esav really never stood up against Yaakov before Lavan. Lavan was the first one. Another answer. By Lavan we see the Don Anochi. Lavan stood up against him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged and punished him. By Esav, that has not yet been fulfilled. Esav has stood up against us many times. He went and destroyed our second Beis HaMikdash. We're in the Golus of Esav, the exile of Esav. From Esav came the Roman Empire, and all of the European nations that stood up against Israel with their pogroms and holocausts and Amalek. So, the prophecy we've seen, but we haven't seen yet the Don Anochi. Here we want to show Baruch Shemer Haftochosoi. Blessed be he who guards his entire promise. And this is why the Maral explains why we lift the cup of wine for this. Because, as mentioned, this is the second cup of the Dalet cases of the four cups. Medrash brings, why do we take four cups of wine? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, this is in Parshas Bo'eiro, in Shemos, when he told Moshe that I am coming to take out your people, this is in Shemos Vov, Posuk Vov, Lochei Nema Levnei Yisrael Ani Hashem, he told Moshe that I am going to take out your people, and he made four exclamations. I will take them out from beneath the yoke of Egypt. I will save them from their slavery. I will redeem them with an outstretched arm and great judgments. And I will take them to myself as a nation. So he made four exclamations. This is known as the Dalel L'Sheni Shagula. Four exclamations of redemption. And therefore we take a cup of wine for each one. It actually was four different dimensions and levels of freedom. But this second cup correlates with Hitzalti Eschem Avedosom. I will save them from their avoda. Hitzalti, so therefore, is known as the Kos Hatzolo, or the Kos Yeshua. This is the cup of Yeshua, the cup of salvation. And this is why we lift the cup. Because This shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol dor v'dor, in every generation, He stands up to save us from our enemies. And as David HaMelech said, Kosh Yeshua Esau, u'b'shem Hashem Ekra. I will lift up the cup of salvation. Now, Egypt, however, what it took place there, that is in a class by itself. Why? What took place before happened to the seed of Abraham. What happened to Yaakov, or perhaps Yitzchok, or others. But what took place in Egypt was the first time this happened to the Klal Yisrael, to the nation of Israel. Because until we were in Egypt, the Hebrews were known as the Beis Abraham, the house of Abraham, or Beis Yaakov, the house of Yaakov. Ishu Beisei Bo'u, his household. In Mitzrayim, in Egypt, we became a nation. And there it states, we have a Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took an Am, Goy Mitachas Goy, one nation from out of another nation. Or it states in the Shira, Am Zu Ga'alta, Am Zu Koniso. This nation I have redeemed, this nation I have acquired. There we became a nation. This was the first time that anyone stood up against the nation of Israel to destroy them. From the other aspect, this was the first time an entire nation stood up to destroy us. It wasn't just a little scuffle. It wasn't an individual. It was an entire nation. And it wasn't only a nation. It was perhaps the greatest empire in the world. Because the Chazal tell us that this was not long after the time of Yosef. It states, Vayomosh Yosef, v'chol echov, v'chol adorahu. Yosef died, all of his brethren, and the generation, Vayokom Elechodosh, and a new king rose up. And Yosef became the mightiest emperor in the world. He was Malake Kol Kesef Sheba Olam. Gemara tells us, Vayirov Ba'oretz, the famine was in the land, not only in Egypt, but in the entire world. So the entire world came to buy from him. And he had gathered up all of the wealth of the world. And he put this all in the treasuries of Paroi. And in a medrash from Rebbe Kiva, there's a medrash which is called the Shleish of Arba. There Rebbe Kiva says that Yosef was one of the 10 kings who ruled the entire world. So this was the empire that was standing up against Israel. And what was this Don Anochi? Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I will judge them, I will punish them. What did he do? There he brought the greatest miracles that the world had seen. He brought the Eser Makis, the 10 plagues, Makis Becheres. All of the firstborn were smitten. The splitting of the sea. The drowning of the armies of Paroi, to the point where Egypt was entirely annihilated. Fact is, it seems from Chazal that nothing was left of the whole nation. Because when the Egyptians came to the sea, they shouted out after they saw what was happening to us. They said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their God, is fighting against us on the sea, and they're fighting us against the rest of the Egyptians back home. There was the possibility that there was nothing left to them. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to show here. He could have taken us out ahead of time, at the wink of an eye. The whole term of the Hatzolah, of the Yeshua, of going out of Egypt, took a full year. Yud Beis Kodesh, 12 months. Could have been at the wink of an eye. It could have been low profile, quiet. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to show? He wanted to show Yisrael and the world justice. The beginning of the Parsha's bow. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Bay el Pare. Moshe said, Hashem said to Moshe, go to Pare. Ki ani ichbareti es libay. Go to Pare and warn him what I'm going to do. But he will not submit because intentionally I'm hardening his heart. There's Lev Avodov, and even the hearts of all of his servants, so they shouldn't rebel against him. L'man shisi ososa eila bikirbay, to give me the opportunity to draw this whole drama out, so I can show my strength and my glory. In order to saper ba'aznei vincha ben vincha es asher yisalalti b'mitzrayim, in order that you will be able to tell over for generation after generation how I sported with this great king of the world, the greatest, and with this great nation, and what I did to them. This will be something that you will be speaking about forever. Because what do I want to show? A number of things. But in regards to this point, what do I want to show? Gam es hagoy, asher yavodu, dono noichi. The nation that will stand up against you and try to destroy you, I will destroy them. And you will survive. And you will go out with rechush gadol. They will be nothing, and you will go out with great wealth. The seed of Abraham will be indestructible. This is what I want to show. In the Megillas Esther, and this is something that the nations of the world knew. How do we know they knew this? Because firstly, in the Shira, when they sang the Shira, Osho Shemaisha, states, and Parshas B'Shalach, Shomu Amim Yergozun Chiloch HaShesh V'Paloshes. The nations heard what you have done. Terror has grabbed a hold of the Philistines. Ozni V'Aflu Alufei Adon. The great generals and leaders of Edom, Elemayav Yochazem Eroav, the kings of Moab, they have been grabbed by fear and terror. Namogu Kol Yeshve Kenoan, all of the dwellers, there were the seven great nations of Canaan and 30 kings. He says they have melted from fear. When the spies that Yeshua sent to spy out the land of Canaan as they were entering, Rachav told them, the land is yours. Likomu ruach b'ish. He says, their confidence is devastated because they have heard, kishomu, they heard what your God did to Parai ba'avodah v'chol Mitzrayim and what he did to the sea. Then we find in Parshas Yisro, it states, "Vayishma Yisro kein midyan chesin Moshe is kol hashe'osa lekim lemoshe tisel amai." Yisro heard what Hashem did to Moshe and Yisrael, And Ki Yehotzi Hashem es Yisrael miMitzrayim, and he took them out of Egypt. And it states he says, what did he hear? Mashmu Shama, he heard about the Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, and then the fighting with Amalek afterwards. But he heard, the whole world knew this. The fact is, even the wife of Haman knew this, many, many, many generations later. Where do we see this? Really, in Haman's desire to kill off all the Jews, which really is something that needs explanation. Because why should he want to kill off all the Jews? He had a bone of contention. He had a score to settle with Mordechai. So therefore he's going to go kill all of the Jews in the world. It was 127 Medinas. This was Misefa Elamat Sefa. He ruled the entire world. He wasn't a Meshuggah. He wasn't a lunatic. And Ahasuerus would agree to him. You're talking about millions and millions of people. So that's another discussion. We've given Shurim on that. But a little will be explained perhaps later. But this plan to kill off all the Jews, actually, this plan was about to be sacked, forsaken. And he was going to back off of it. It was only by the hand of Hashem that he didn't back off of it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to settle the score with him. Where do we find that? We find that here. In the Megillas Esther, in Perek Vov, where Haman comes into the king couldn't sleep, and he says, what should I do to someone who I owe a great favor to, because he saved me from being assassinated? And Haman thought it was him. So he said, put the royal garments on him, put him on the royal horse, march him through the streets, and declare this is what the king does for a person he wants to honor. Ahasuerus says, good. Take Mordechai Yehudi, Mordechai the Jew, and you do it to him. When he did this to him, in Pasuk Yud Beis it states, Vayoshev Mordechai Asher HaMelech. Afterwards, Mordechai returned to the gates of the king. The gates is where the court was. That was the Sanhedrin. Mordechai was a member of the court. Vahoman nitchav el beise ovev l'chafu yiresh. And Haman was, he was depressed. He was beat. Ovel b'chafuirish. Downtrodden. And he made his way home. Meisaper Haman lezeres ishta. And he told what happened to his wife Zeresh. L'chole ahabov. And to all his beloved friends. Es kol ashekorohu. Everything that happened. Vayemru leich hachomo v'zeres ishta. So his wise friends and Zeresh, his wife, said, "Im izera yudi modcha shachilei salin polafonim leishuchalei. If even from one seed of the Jews, modcha, you are already starting to fall before him, leishuchalei, then don't think you'll get any further. Ki nafal tipol lafonov, you will certainly fall. If even one Jew, you cannot." Be victorious over. How do you expect to kill all of the Jews off? Now, what did she tell him, though? And the truth of the matter, at that point, he was going to scrap the whole plan. But it states, "Ode medabri mime visarise amelech igiu vayavilu lohav yasomen al mishta." Before he had a chance to do anything, the messengers of the king hurried in. And they said, come immediately, prepare yourself immediately, it's time for the second party of Esther that you were invited to, and they rushed him to the party, and they were rushing him to his death. They were rushing him to his gallows, so he couldn't back out. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Don Anechi, do to this nation what he wanted to. But what did they tell him? That they were willing to all of a sudden scrap this great plan. The Targum says as follows. Omrulei hakimai vezeres insei. In vezeret etzitkaya modchai. Dishorisa lemepel kadmoi. He comes in off the malche. He says, you won't succeed. Why? Because we find by Abraham, by the four and five kings, those that started up with Abraham, they all fell before him. Avimelech kodem Yitzchok. Avimelech wanted to do something to Yitzchok, wanted to take his wife. What happened? He fell before Yitzchok. Yaakov notzach malocha. The angel started up with Yitzchok. And Yitzchok won. Yaakov won. Val Yudoi de Meshavare and Tova Pare Vachol Mishiresa Beyam Adesuf. And through Mesha and Aaron, the great Pare and his whole nation were drowned in the Yam Suf. Vachol Mechmalchayo Vishiltonayo Dav Ishu Lahain Musa Yason Elohoen Bidehon. And every king and every monarchy, and every nation that ever started up with the Yudim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take them and give them into the hands of the Jews. V'af ant le'secho lavoshe le'arum mipal tipel kadmoi. And you also, therefore, if you start up with them, you start up with Mordechai, you will fall before him. This is what they told him. He got scared. He was going to back up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't let him. He had to fulfill the Don Anechi that I have a score to settle. So this is what the Goyim also know. It's not that they don't understand it. They don't want to understand it. There's a difference between Yiddish as an expression, ihr versteht nicht or ihr will nicht verstehen. You don't understand or you don't want to understand. It's not they don't understand it. Because history has repeated itself over in every generation. They don't want to understand it. And this is why we lift the cup of wine after we speak about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Abraham, both the bad news and the good news. And we say, Baruch Shemer Avtochosai, blessed be Baruch Hu, blessed he who guards his promises. And we say, Vihi Shon Belaveseinu Velonu. This promise has stood by us, for our fathers and for us. Shleichot Bilvad Omad Aleinu Lechaleseinu. Not just one stood up against us. Ela Shebechol Dor V'Dor. Every generation and generation. The history repeats itself over and over. In every generation they make the same mistake. They want to kill the Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyodem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, and they're dead. What has lasted with them? What has become of them? And then we go back to start from Lavan. That was even before Mitzrayim. And then with Mitzrayim. Now this power is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Abraham, and Abraham put it into a seed, that there is no power in the world that can destroy the seed. Abraham's seed will last till the end of days, till the Melech HaMashiach, till the world is brought to ultimate perfection. And anyone that's any power that will try, be it an individual, be it a king, be it a nation, be it a great nation, be it all of the nations together. It makes no difference. Even the great oceans, if they would stand up against Israel. Vayibokhu amayim kol mayim shebaolam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu split all of the seas and the waters in the world for Klal Yisrael. He promised Abraham there will be no nation, no power that will destroy your seed. I will destroy them, and you will go out, your seed will go out with great wealth. Now this power, though, is not natural. According to the laws of nature, the strong destroy the weak. This is what we see. So it's not natural. It's beyond nature. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled in Abraham. And this is what was brought out in the in the Hatzolas Mitzrayim. A little later we say, Vayotzeinu Hashem mi Mitzrayim biyad chazaka b'zrei netuya v'meregodel v'eses meifzim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt with a strong hand and outstretched arm. Great fear and great wonders. Lo al yedei malach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do it through an angel. V'lai al yedei soraf. He didn't do it through one of his fire angels. V'lai al yedei shliach. And he didn't do it through an emissary. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chveidu b'atzmai. This power comes from the highest power possible source. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came to take Israel out of Egypt and to judge this nation. Vavati be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla zeh, v'ikesi kol b'chor be'eretz Mitzrayim me'odem v'abehima, u'b'chol elekei Mitzrayim eseh shvotim, ani Hashem. I passed through Egypt, not anyone else, and I destroyed the nation. I killed the firstborn. Ani v'lei malach, I am not an angel. V'ikesi kol b'chor, I smote all of the firstborn, I am not an angel. And in all of their gods I destroyed, I did. Ani hu v'lei ha-shaliach. Ani Hashem. Ani v'lei acher. Why are we saying this so much? So the Maral explains, because this power is coming from the highest possible source. It's way above nature. And therefore it's timeless. If it's way above nature, it's beyond the confines of physical time. Because physical time is something which is relates only to the physical universe. Because the time is governed by the movement of the celestial beings in the universe. This is way beyond. And this is why we also say in the Haggadah, Bechol dovedor chayavodim liris etzatzmai ki luhu yotzim in Mitzrayim. And every generation, a person has to look at himself as if he went out of Mitzrayim. As it states, v'yigadot levincha b'yemahu, you shall tell your sons on this day, bavur ze osa Hashem li, b'tzesim in Mitzrayim. Because Hashem did this for me when he took me out of Mitzrayim. Not only our fathers did he redeem, but us also, as it states, for Oson Mahotzi Mishom. This happens all of the time, especially on Pesach every year, because this is not within the confines of time. This is not something that is merely historical, that happened once. This power is there, and it's always with the seed of Abraham. Therefore, they are indestructible. I'd like to conclude with something which was given to me by David Papert this week. We witness this in our generations. Not very long ago, Klal Yisrael went through an enormous korban, an enormous devastation, the Holocaust. This was the German Empire. German Empire was from the mightiest empires in the world. The proof is because it took the full might of the United States, the full might of Russia, the full might of England, the full might of France, and all of the Allied forces to subdue them. And there were many times that it was a question if they would subdue them or not. This was the war machine that they had created. Oh, it's true. Right, they brought in Japan as an ally, but nevertheless. And Hitler, Yimach Shemai V'Zichrei, is famous for saying that I will build this Third Reich into such a powerful machine, powerful empire that will last for 1,000 years. And the German people are responsible. Unless those few that resisted. Because they voted him in. Came in on a democracy. It was in the German vote. It was very, very clear what he wanted. He made no illusions about it. He spoke very clearly what he wanted. Now, what happened to this great empire and this great war machine? Hardly lasted 5 years. Not 1,000 years, but hardly 5 years. And they became a broken people down to nothing. The only way they're building themselves up is because the nation would go and build them up again. But otherwise they became a broken people. They could have been totally annihilated off the face of the map. There were many nations that wanted to do that. And what happened to the Führer? He's buried somewhere that nobody even knows where he is, where he's buried. The Jew suffered enormously from him, enormously. But the Jew lives on. As far as the seed of Abraham, he's still here. Now, what did Hitler want? Why was he so bent on destroying the Jew? Some say a story. He once had a favorable with a Jew. I mean, he's not a lunatic. He's going to go to war against the whole world because he had a favorable with a Jew. Like the same thing with Haman, had a favorable with a Jew. Some say, well, he needed a scapegoat. That's also fairy tales. I mean, dealing with German people. The German people were the most intelligent people of the world at that time, the most cultured, most civilized, most intelligent. They were far closer to creating the nuclear bomb and the rockets far ahead of the Allied forces. It was only because their scientists came to America. So you're going to mislead a whole nation with a scapegoat. So what did he want? And even more so, historically, it's historically documented that as the war went on, many German generals started to leave the ranks. They were against him because they said he's gone crazy. He's sacrificing the war effort to kill Jews. We're here to win a war, not to kill Jews. He writes what he wants. This is the same thing with Haman, and this is the same with most of these tyrants. This is a quote from his book, Mein Kampf, page 64. We once brought this theory in the Sheeran Holocaust. It is true we Germans are barbarians. That is an honored title to us. I free humanity from the shackles of the soul, from the degrading suffering caused by the false vision called conscience and ethics. The Jews have inflicted two wounds on mankind, circumcision on its body and conscience on its soul. They are Jewish inventions. The war for the domination of the world is waged only between these two camps alone, the Germans and the Jews. Everything else is but deception. He actually was right. The rest of the people were wrong. There was only one power standing in front of Hitler and the other tyrants. That was the seed of Abraham. That's what our Chazal say, that whoever stands up against Israel is standing up against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whoever stands up against HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing up against Israel. Because as long as there's the seed of Abraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov in the world, then there's a conscience in the world, there's a Torah in the world, there are laws in the world. And therefore the barbarian can't exist. If we can remove that, then it becomes a free fall for the barbarians. And that's what Hitler, he knew that's what he had to rid himself of. And this was with most tyrants in the world. But he made one mistake. Right? He didn't learn from history. He didn't learn what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what others learned. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu already forewarned that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not going to remove me from the world, and you're not going to remove Abraham and his seed from the world. You can do whatever you want, but whoever will stand up against me and Israel, then they will be removed from the world. And therefore the Third Reich, that was to last 1,000 years, didn't last 5 years. This is the V'hi She'omdu Aveseinu B'lonu B'chol Dovador. We should all be zeichet to have a chag kosher, v'sameach, ma'adim l'simcha, and a good yantif and a good break to everyone.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za. Or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.